Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Every year people ask us, please, please, please give us the Swolecast Super Bowl picks. All we want are winners. We want the first look stuff. We just want to know what to expect. And we never disappoint. And so while other people are resting on their laurels or getting ready for their wedding, whatever it might be, we're here for you, giving away all of the alpha as it pertains to this year's Super Bowl. That's coming up next here on the Swolecast on rotogrinders.com.
You came back from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show. I
put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Welcome. Davis, you look like you were about to say something, so I didn't know.
I was waiting for you.
Oh, okay. Welcome in to the Swolecast here on rotogrinders.com. David Kitchen alongside Mr. Tuttle 05, who looks like he is into something. Are you manually editing like tennis projections right now, Tuttle?
No, we just always get asked, like, do we offer projections for like these really low level soccer competitions? Yeah. We don't have any data for them, otherwise I'm sure Jamina would make me post stuff for him.
You don't have FA Cup projections for Sheffield Wednesday versus Coventry, right? Dude.
Exactly.
I thought like, Rotogrinders was just a serious operation.
We don't have data to go off of for them. So we could maybe post something, but it would probably not be very informed.
All right. Pete, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Dave. I miss you guys not having this show last week. I feel like I was all out of sorts, even doing this on a Tuesday. I mean, we heard that there were some other first look shows that were kind of percolating. We said, we got to get out in front, jump the line. Yeah.
The numbers on this show are going to be amazing because we're doing it an extra day early. So I cannot wait to see what the algo does to this show. All right, Davis, I wanted to ask you, how are you feeling?
Oh, I've been saying this, but like whatever happens in the Super Bowl, dude, or whatever. Honestly, after beating the Bills, everything was gravy, I think, for Pat. Six straight conference championships, has never started a season without making a conference championship. He's well on his way. You know, we are chasing the road to 10K. Pat is chasing Brady. He's ahead of where he's supposed to be, right? 28 years old. Playing in his fourth Super Bowl.
So you're playing with house money, basically.
I think it's playing with house money. I mean, I do believe the Chiefs are better. I think they're the, like, if you were to wager one side or the other, I think you should wager on the Chiefs. But, you know, if Shanahan for the first time in his life, comes out and plays aggressive for four quarters and doesn't make one or two horrible, horrible negative EV clock field goal position things, I think they could win by 10. But I think you're basically counting on Shanahan making a minimum of one horrible EV error in the game.
I don't think you're free rolling this as much as you think. Imagine the narratives this offseason if Patrick Mahomes loses.
It's gonna be really, really annoying. It's gonna be really annoying. But like two seasons ago, he lost at home to the Bengals in what was probably the worst half of his career. And by like
But the public loves Joe Burrow. They're very polarized on Brock Purdy.
Take you into an inside look of what I did after, as soon as the last conference championship game, it was the San Francisco game, right?
Correct.
As soon as it ended, I looked at it and 2.5. Niners got that easily. So just insta.
You shipped then it in on Sunday night?
Yes.
Then wow. Soccer Dave trying to get closing line value on a Super Bowl line that's been available to bet. You could have bet this hypothetical matchup for 4 months already.
Yeah, but it was just like, I gotta get, and also PLD. Like once I do it, I can't do a live first quarter bet on, you know, whatever. So I just locked it in thinking that, you know, that was just easy money right there. And then all of a sudden the line just kept on going like 2, 1.5. Pick, and I'm just scrolling.
Do you know?
Let me finish. I'm like scrolling. Just imagine me scrolling on X after I thought I made this like sharp move, and just seeing like everybody being like, Mahomes is a dog. Mahomes 2.5 points. And I'm just like, oh, what have I done?
Chichen, I have to ask, because there's not a number you can say that won't be funny. Yeah. How much did you bet on it? Like literally any number you say will be
funny. Any number is money.
One unit.
What's a unit?
$100 a unit. So
no chance is your unit size $100.
Buddy.
Oh.
He's got those better collective bucks.
Buddy.
Fair enough.
Do I need to show you my crowns? I achieved gold level the hard way, not the scammy way. I achieved gold level. Grinding.
I have plenty to say about our friends over at DraftKings and their rewards. I'm not gonna step on Peter's toes, but I got plenty to say.
Easy. As a former DraftKings pro, me and LeBron, I want to just say easy there. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, and if you're asking if I chased it when the line went back down, yes, I did.
Another unit.
Yes. So, wow. And I hammered Kelsey's 69.5 receiving yards.
Full unit. Holy cow. This guy's just tossed around full units like they grow on trees.
Before we get on to Pete Overzet's overview.
So it's the highlight this comment. Highlight this comment. So
it's a stable coin. Soccer Dave's unit is a stable coin that we need. Let me just say in the squad rides, Alex Turner, who is like a behind the scenes guy and kind of a mild mannered guy, the squad rides channel on RotoGrinders, basically one person posts a player, mostly a player prop pick for the day. And then we all just tail it. And then we sweat in the Discord and the company Slack. And then if you miss, you nominate someone else to do it. So it's one pick per day. Alex is on an 11 game heater. 11 days with nothing but winners. So shout out to Alex Turner. If you're not in the RotoGrinders Discord, get there. You can get that alpha for free.
What's it called?
Squad rides.
Why does it sound like it's like a 12-year-old getting to do a ride along with a police officer? Squad rides?
Probably squad and ride, but no, it's a squad.
Did you do the gift for it, Kitchen? Did you do the gift for it that Alan has?
No, I've created. There's lots of like memes in there. I created the one where he's the scientist in the lab. So
no, you got to see the actual. There's like a really cool.
Yeah. But it's been fun tallying along, and was, you know, that just contributes to the Soccer Dave units. So with that being said, sign up for the player props and pick 'em package we have on roadrunners.com. And without further ado, let's get to Pete Overzet's overview.
He's got that dog in him. What? He's got that dog in him. What? Overzet overview. Come on.
The big game is on Sunday, folks, and the Swolecast is here to give you the definitive first look showdown preview. We didn't have a show last week, but all of us actually huddled internally and dedicated that extra time last week to research and prep for this week's show. So buckle up. It's going to be a great episode. DraftKings had a busy week, guys. They first announced that LeBron James would be following in the steps of David Kitchen as an official partner of the site. They said in a press release that LeBron's focus will be on flash drafts and helping to fill UFL contests, which is really exciting, getting influencer LeBron James in those UFL streets.
Flash draft specialist.
That's right. I mean, that's why when Kitchen said he was taking him under his wing, I now know what he meant by that. In other DK news, their ex-head of VIP operations attempted to steal confidential info and employees as he fled for a new job with Fanatics. And he was also responsible for canceling all of those Pebble Beach parlays. I mean, this guy is just a total asshole. Went out with a bang. It was all him. It had nothing to do with the terms and conditions clearly stating that those bets would be voided for shortened events. I mean, this guy just went absolutely rogue. In other news, the Jacksonville Jags have asked FanDuel for $20 million back that parlay picker gambled away on their site. And FanDuel, guys, shockingly decided to play ball with this request. They told the Jags, we've placed it in your account. Come and get it. Davis's beloved Chiefs are in the Super Bowl again. He said them beating the Ravens was the best day of his life since the Dallas Cowboys won the NFC East last month. Congratulations.
You missed the hero joke. You had a layup and you missed it.
I do not know what you're referencing.
Tyler yet. Hero moment.
Tyler Hero sold the moment.
Oh, yeah. I've played that hit so many times. Yeah. I've played that hit. Big news, guys. There are two different Clay Matthews DoorDash challenge contests.
Yes, this was confusing. This was confusing. Yeah.
People were tagging us on Twitter, I guess because of our, continual patrons of this contest. They have handed out some tickets. Very generous of Clay. It will be interesting to see how he balances his showdown portfolio across those two contests. Although, let's just be honest, guys. Clay's just going to do what the Sims tell him to do with these two lineups. All right. Back to you, Dave. Like I said, I do have a hard out, so let's keep this show breezy.
And I do too. I've got a big meeting. I was able to fit this show in between that meeting, but my out is harder than yours, so no worries there.
Real quick, is this Clay Matthews contest? I think it's a lower prize pool than any of the like normal weekly ones.
I actually need to check that because I registered for both.
It's also $5,000. I thought we were getting these tickets for like, I don't know. More than
maybe a little special kind of pool.
Yeah. I just got my ticket, so I feel like I'm at the lower end of the pool. And also, I don't have a VIP host anymore. They sent me.
Do they all go to Fanatics?
You don't have a VIP host anymore. If you were Onyx and you got shipped out, you do not.
I've been grandfathered in. I'm grandfathered in. I've never been Onyx or Diamond, and I've always had a VIP host. My guy sent me some gifts for my birthday, and the next day he was no longer with the company. So not sure if that had anything to do with it.
I mean, it is legitimately outrageous that they took all the mid-stakes grinders, threw them in the trash, and then it came out that the guy who threw all the mid-stakes grinders in the trash was literally committing like a coup internally inside of DraftKings. Like it is insane.
Are you familiar? I went to the guy's Twitter page trying to learn a little more.
Who is the guy?
Michael Hemmerlin. Something.
He was part of the NFT conglomerate at that. He was at VCon. VCon. He's probably behind Trolls.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
This almost happened. We have to talk about this, the actual big game, but this almost happened to Rotor Grinders. If people remember Fantasy Shane and the fireball shots back in 2016, I guess.
That's deep DFS lore, but I do remember it.
He and Crazy Gaby almost had everybody going over to this site called with like the
Fanvice.
Fanvice. Yes. Jumping off the boat. Draft sheet jumping off the boat.
Oh my god, draft sheet jumping off the boat. Incredible.
Just all sorts of things. And they tried to poach everybody. Shockingly did not work out.
Crazy Baby, I believe, just runs a Bitcoin price prediction YouTube channel now. Yeah. That was what he was doing the last time I checked in on him.
Remember when David wanted to make him the face of Fantasy Insiders?
No, I did not.
I do.
Maybe we would have lasted a little longer, actually, if Crazy Gaby was the face.
You did.
We could pull receipts on this.
Pull receipts.
Fantasy Shane, after FanVice, I was managing an esports team. That was his next gig after FanVice went under.
Kitchen.
I mean, this is
that a little. Is that a little rot I see on your tree?
There are a few rotten spots on the tree, but the tree.
Seth Yates was also part of his tree, the Super Bowl squares guy.
Dude, okay. Can we talk about something? Justin McMahon leads the league in unhinged tweets out of absolutely nowhere. This dude tweeting in the middle of like whatever DFS scandal is going on, saying, I thought Seth Yates was going to come back around and make everyone whole, is like one of the most unhinged. Like, J-Mac is so unintentionally funny.
His Twitter account is like someone who overhears a conversation from like a mile away, like sprints over hearing no context or any information, and then just starts giving all of his opinions about something.
He cracks me up, dude. He's so funny.
Well, he was the first to be on the algo reply guy algo. Like, that was.
Yeah.
How you could grow Twitter accounts back in the day.
This is another thing I wanted. My account is shadow banned right now. Like, I'm doing all the hack things
No, you're just
your account is
David, your account's been shadow banned this whole time. That's the reason.
No, you can go look at my stuff and go look at tweets from like a week ago and see that they're getting like 40,000, 50,000 views or whatever. But then all the ones from my last couple days are like 10,000, 15,000.
Davis is upset that his video post about Troy Franklin. Isn't getting more views on February 6th before the Super Bowl.
It's the same shit. It's the same shit, but it's the
stuff
that
do a thread with your favorite prop bets for the Super Bowl and then you'll get back to your good
Davis. Stuff. I doubt Elon has said, okay, this Davis mad kid, never again.
Oh, it's all done. It's all done algorithmically. No one is making that decision.
All right. Let's
the people enjoyed the inside baseball.
I just saw it has gotten so bad for Davis that he retweeted his own post back to back.
Your mock draft?
Davis,
you're on the
side. I'm just trying to figure out what works. I don't know what works in this algo right now. I mean, maybe it is all just Super Bowl posts. Maybe that's the answer.
Davis, but you also had like a tweet of like your life with the, what one was it?
I had two, the Bill Belichick one and the Mason Rudolph one. The Mason Rudolph one is way
you're coming off like an all-time heater and all-time high. Like, there's only
It's expectations management. Yeah. Maybe it's expectations management.
Maybe. All right, we got to talk about the game because
do we?
I've got a heart out and also
I ran the Sims, Dave. I think this would be a good game. We just have Soccer Dave guess the optimal rates for all the players.
I have to get to Florida for a wedding this week. Shout out to Davis for planning a wedding right in the middle of draft season. And shout out to Drew Dinkmeyer for planning a wedding right Super Bowl weekend. Just, I feel like you two guys should know better, but you don't. Anyways.
I'm surprised from Dink.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't it be like the week after or the week before? Like, wouldn't that be the optimal time?
So yeah, you're watching these guys scheduling life events, not scheduling their life events around sporting events. Unbelievable.
Right.
Get your priorities.
I got married in the summer. I can't even go to Dink's wedding because I have to go to a wedding here.
Well, you could go, you're just not prioritizing it.
I don't make those calls.
For anybody who's made it this far into the show somehow, this is what it's gonna be. This is what it's gonna be. So like, now's your chance to not listen the rest of the show. There's not gonna
be someone tuning in waiting for us to do like a real deep analysis of Clyde Edwards-Helaire versus Mecole Hardman.
Let's do it. Let's talk about quarterbacks now. Which
there's gonna be the first. Hey guys, can I just anticipate one of the comments that'll actually be a helpful comment? Well, someone will go, the picks start at 1908 and put the timestamp in.
Yeah, Dave's gonna
then you'll
do
miss
that
out on crazy
now.
Gaby lore.
Yeah. All right. Let's just go ahead and build a lineup live as we're talking about this. So this is a showdown lineup, and let's
for
just
which
get
contest, lines. Dave.
I'm gonna play this. I'll play this in the Clay Matthews.
Okay.
Kitchen, how many lineups? This is a good question. How many lineups are you gonna play in showdown?
I've already done all my registering.
A few.
I'm going to have 150 plus across a few different.
Do I want to allow DoorDash to share my email address with DraftKings to share my email address with DoorDash? I guess so.
I mean, Michael.
But
Michael,
you're outing yourself here by not having a ticket.
Yeah, you don't have a ticket?
I don't think so.
Even I have a ticket.
Which NFL player got attacked by a coyote, and why is it Jameis Winston? It's the funniest answer is Jameis Winston.
Okay.
All right. No one bit. All right. Dave, we'll let you
pick the coyote.
Oh, Tuttle being funnier than Pete on today's show is
no more. Am I right?
I'm not being funny because I didn't do the Tyler Hero joke.
The Hero joke. That was the softball.
Peter, come on. You do got to give the people what they want.
Yeah. You acting like you can't do the bit anymore is disingenuous.
Guys, it was a spit. Don't make me explain the joke. I just can't.
All right.
He was subverting your expectations by saying worst day of his life.
Can we have a rule? We're leaving at least $5K in salary on the table. If we're going to actually build this crew as a solo shipper.
Should I just go ahead and Captain Richie James and just see what we get off of this?
It'll be unique, dude.
So the pricing is kind of weird, though. Like, they didn't. It's loose, right?
Yeah. Let's go.
Well, yeah, they left Rice at 7,600. Kittle's cheap. The kickers are weirdly priced relative to what they've normally been in a showdown slate. They're a little bit. Actually, they're much more expensive than they are in most showdown slates, which I think is weird.
Let's go off the beaten path a little bit and go Travis Kelce, captain.
Tortured Poets Society narrative. Like the
did you hear about that, right? Davis?
Hear about what?
Tortured Poets Department. You said society, but it's department.
Sure.
The name of the new album.
Yeah, that her album is coming out. I mean, the greatest moment is going to be when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and she releases a single called 13 Seconds and she includes a reference to the Kansas City Chiefs beating the Buffalo Bills. It's going to be pretty good.
13 is a lucky number
on the field.
What's
that? I will say, if we're going to do some like actual macro analysis, it is a pretty good showdown slate. I think there's like 9 viable captains.
It's a really good showdown slate.
Yeah.
Because the 49ers have no tertiary players that project well. So if you take a stance on any of them, you get a huge uniqueness boost. You know, if you're playing Juszczyk, if you're playing Jordan Mason, if you're playing Elijah Mitchell, Ray McLeod, Conley, any of these guys. And the Chiefs have 4 players who project well and then a bunch of bullshit. So if you take a stance on any of the bullshit players, that's also another huge lever to pull.
Chiefs bullshit can like maybe hit though. Whereas
yes.
49ers, it's like Elijah Mitchell is only getting in the game if McCaffrey
Richie James at $400 is like like a generational wealth play if he's 9% owned or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, remember last year in the Super Bowl when everybody was like slobbering to play Kadarius Toney? Do you guys remember that one?
I mean,
no.
He almost made, he was 4 yards away from making the optimal.
That was fun.
And I just ran some of our SimLabs sims.
Four yards away from making the optimal on five snaps.
Christian McCaffrey seems like the chalk.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Good insight. We are bringing it on the Soulcast today.
Guys, Christian McCaffrey is going to be chalk.
Watch your back, LeBron James. Not going away easy.
I can't. You know what's funny is those words probably have not even been said on any other First Look show because it's literally so self-evident that no one has even said it. So maybe Soccer Dave is actually first looking something by saying McCaffrey is chalk.
All right. Because what I see, and this is only, I'm only doing 20 lineups. And I'm doing this small field contest on SimLabs. I see only three Niners, Christian McCaffrey, Debo, and Purdy in the captain slot. So no Ayuk, which is interesting.
Are we just watching you build a lineup right now?
No.
Yeah. I'm gonna take Richie James as my player.
Where do you get your ideas? I just said that. Jeez.
I mean, Richie James is the best play straight up.
We should talk Richie James a little bit, right? Like
I think people are going to
be thinking that his role is not going to be the same, right? Like they'll try to wish cast Tony and Mecole, maybe.
So I think his role is going to even expand from what it was in the conference championship because if you look at it, they played, I think, their third most 13 personnel of the season. So Blake Bell played 21% of the snaps. Noah Gray played 60%. So I think. I don't really know if you can get away with that against San Francisco. Like, I don't know if you can just have three guys running routes on a lot of plays. Like, they have really good linebackers. So telling Noah Gray, like, all right, you just got to go be faster and better than Fred Warner. I don't really think that's going to work. So I think they'll probably go back to more 11. I think we'll see almost no Blake Bell, less Noah Gray, and way more of Sky Hardman, if Sky's even, you'll see if he even plays.
Is there an inactive scenario with the inactives list that makes you feel less confident about Richie James?
Tony, Sky, and Hardman all being active. So if they're all active, it could be like,
which that wouldn't happen.
Can I throw out a scenario? It could
because they have multiple injured defensive players. So
can I throw out a scenario real quick? Pairing Richie James with the Kansas City defense.
Oh gosh.
I'm listening to Peter Jennings on like a fantasy lab show from 2014 right now.
This is the other one, but McKinnon's slim chance, yeah. I think of returning, but that would be the other inactive thing that could put a damper on Richie James. I think Reed really wants like to just be fancy all the time, right? Like he wants somebody to have that role. But I don't think he will be.
As a person who wants the Chiefs to win, I actually don't think it's so much that he really wants these guys out there. It's just that he looks at Valdez Scantling and Justin Watson and Noah Gray and Blake Bell. And he's like, these MFers cannot get open. And Hardman and Tony, for all of their flaws, of which there are billions, they like Kadarius Tony can get open at will. If you need a guy to get open in 6 yards, like he can do that with like 100% success rate. It's just, you don't know what is going to happen once you give him the ball.
And Pete, don't you think that this season Chiefs have been a little bit less flashy? Does that go?
No, they've been flashy. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Give when me they get fumbling on two touches,
like the goal line packages that they have. Just
no, they
seem
are.
As
they
flashy.
Are just no, they're still as idiot. Yeah, yeah, they
the Travis Kelce TD, the Kadarius Toney offsides one, that was like one of the flashiest plays of the year, if that sticks. Can I push back on the Richie James stuff?
Yeah.
Well, you can try.
I mean, his routes have gone down all three of the past weeks. He was 23%, 20%, 17%. didn't even have a target in week 20. He's averaged 3% of the team's targets the past few weeks. Noah Gray has back-to-back games with 14% of the targets. They're running a lot more too tight end. Like, give me Noah Gray straight up over.
Yeah, but that is going to be accounted for in how many lineups they appear in. Like, Noah Gray at 1,800 is gonna, I think, in large field stuff, come close to being 15% owned. I would be surprised if Gray was not more owned than James, despite his salary being $400. Now, it's possible, Peter, that Richie James is going to appear in a lot of heavily duplicated lineups, which I think is a good argument for playing less of him, because when you go down to that salary range, like, for example, this 60 IQ lineup that we are building right now, let's go Travis Kelce, captain, Christian McCaffrey, Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, and then we have enough to play, let's say, spell check. That lineup right there, Kelce and the captain, Richie James, spell check, Mahomes, McCaffrey, Purdy. I bet in the millionaire maker, that's probably duped, I don't know, 500 times, 300 times, something like that. Maybe a little bit less because of spell check. But if you remove Purdy and you remove spell check and you make it Kittle and Juwan Jennings and you leave 1,300, you're probably under 20 dupes at that point, maybe less.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is the move here just to like hammer mid-range?
Probably. Well, the mid-range plays are bad. Bother with these people. Like, just like they're just objectively, they project bad. But yeah, you are getting very unique doing that.
Like all these early optimals I'm running have like Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Like they have that Helaire, yes. Noah Gray range. And that seems like that's going to be the very popular build.
My early set of optimals has Justin Watson as far and away the most appealing. And then it's got for the 49ers, no 49er after the defense gets an optimal rate above 6%. Then it's spell check at 6. So spell check, Jennings, Mitchell, Conley, McLeod, Mason, Charlie Warner, and Braden Willis are all sub 5%.
Isn't Watson like the worst of all of these two? I mean, he's just shown zero upside.
Catch one long one.
We got to flash you back. Wasn't he putting up numbers way back like week three?
Well, remember the one week he was chalk because he had 11 targets one week and then he scored one target for one touchdown the next week.
Yeah, that was eternity.
I don't know if I can fade Patrick Mahomes. Lou Dog says optimal is fade Mahomes and Pacheco captain. Maybe just talking about just the captain.
Let's see here. With my inputs, my number one, Dave, this is good. Guess without inputs, the high, like the highest expected value team in just you don't have to guess the captain, just guess the players on the highest expected value team in my Sims.
In your Sims?
Just guess any of the players.
Proprietary sim model.
Just the Sims Rice. That I just ran. This is from Rice is not in my highest EV one.
Yikes. Juice check.
Spell check not in it.
Kelce.
Spell check not even in any of the top five.
Kelce.
No. This is not a fun game. It's a 49ers onslaught, which uses I don't see this that often. But the top expected value optimal uses all of the salary, which I probably won't. I will probably
not
run
on
all
this
of
game. No.
I'll probably run
maybe
all
your
of
head-to-head
lineup.
Contest. I'm not.
Yeah, I'll probably run all ahead, at like 49,800, probably most salary I'd let it use.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch. thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You know, I was looking at the blitz rates. The 49ers are 30th in blitz rate this past season. And Mahomes, his scramble rate when facing 3 or 4 pass rushers as opposed to 5+ pass rushers goes from like 2% to 9%.
Put it in a thread.
Where did David, what newsletter is David reading right now?
that sounds like Alex Caruso to me.
No, this is I can't think of his name. It's obvious. Oh my gosh, why don't I can't
Gretch?
Not Crane. Gretch. Just saying, Gretch, for sure.
Some scrambling is in Gretch. His future. In this
game. I did already bet over 4.5 rushing attempts for Mahomes.
Justin got it. It was a Hayden Winks tweet I just saw.
That was too obvious.
Ago. Yeah.
Real quick, before we even finish this lineup, you have to completely exclude anyone priced Rishi Rice or above. So 7,600 or above. Who is the guy you're fading?
If Brandon Ayuk.
Ayuk for Davis. It's Kelsey for me.
Really?
He'd probably be my second one. Yeah.
Yep.
Why? Let's draw the battle lines.
He's going to be overowned. Kelsey's going to be overowned for
what he was. Peter's going to have to watch the Super Bowl with his in-laws and watch Debo put up 131 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Not watching the Super Bowl with my in-laws. Get out of here.
Brandon Ayuk looked really good at that one that bounced off the Lions helmet.
Better lucky than good.
All right, Pete, who is it?
I think Kelsey. I think Kelsey's a Fugazi.
Yeah. He so is. They can totally win this game with him going 4 for 40. Like, you guys are right.
Pacheco for me.
No, why? Don't do that. There's, like, no scenario where the
Chiefs... He's their entire offense.
Is a bad, yeah.
If Jerick McKinnon plays...
They said his chances were slim earlier.
Slim, yeah.
If the Niners get up a bunch,
Kitchen will not be deterred from this take.
I think Pacheco is the second best Chiefs play, probably after Pat.
I think he's better play than Pat. Pat is
the anti-Pat agenda from you on this show. You've gone full chest.
When was the last time Patrick Mahomes was good for fantasy?
I honestly have no idea.
David, so bring it targets to RBs versus the 49ers. That would be your best case. I don't know what it is, but that would be like your only case. If you don't think he's going to catch balls and then he doesn't score a touchdown, like that's the scenario where he fails.
They got Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
David.
Okay, did you guys see the tweet that's just photos of Lee Harvey Oswald and Brock Purdy side by side and they look like the exact same dude? Like a full color photo of Brock Purdy.
Sounds like your algorithm is working just perfectly.
Yeah. 49ers have allowed the 5th most targets to running back. So that throw that one out the window.
So what is what's the prop for receptions for Pacheco? 3.5?
That seems high.
That does seem high.
I'll guess 2.5.
I'll pull it up.
I'll pull it up too.
No.
Kitchen, are you just going to be a big
3 on underdog?
Are you going to be a big prop bet guy for the Super Bowl? Are you going to tell everyone like who you're watching the Super Bowl with? Like, oh yeah, dude, I got Rushy Rice. Yeah.
Everyone loves that guy.
Okay. Is fantasy douche guy or prop bet guy douche worse? Like what? Like if you're stuck at
it's
a
all
party,
the same thing in this game. Like it's all in about individual.
No, but I'm just saying in general, like guy who's trying to tell you, because you guys probably get this where you'll be out at something with your wife and like some guy will be like, hey, what do you do for a living? And you're like, oh, I talk about fantasy football for a living. And he'd be like, dude, check out my 8-team ESPN league. What do you think? Should I make any changes in my lineup? Is that guy worse? Or is yeah, no. Dude, I have Elijah Mitchell over 3.5 rush yards.
Like, no, I would much rather the noob, because then I am like the guy who they come to for the advice. That's the other guy you're talking about wants to argue, thinking that he's right.
Yeah, and so Pacheco is over 2.5 -165.
Yeah.
That's my worst genre is I have the guys who will ask me fantasy advice and then argue with the advice you get. And it just,
no, Chris Diaz is correct. 17 leg parlay guy who wants to tell you about his bad beat. That guy. Thumbs down.
You mean all of golf Twitter?
No, I'm talking like the guy who did the, you know, he did the Tyreek Hill, you know, over 11 receptions, over 150 yards, over 2 touchdowns, but Tyreek only scores 1 touchdown guy. And he just wants to tell you, like, why it's a conspiracy that Tyreek didn't score twice.
It is.
Yeah. All right.
You guys just made me relive. I just came to this realization now. I've been trying to search the game logs for this. I was anytime touchdown Super Bowl douchebag before it was like a thing.
Yeah.
2000. I just brought up the game logs. I remember this vividly now. 2010 Packers. Jordy Nelson, I believe, was the first touchdown scorer. Yes. I bet on Bodog. I remember having like brought it up.
Jordy you didn't Nelson. Bet on Bodog. You bet on Bovada. It wouldn't have been skinned.
It had to have been Bodog in 2010.
I believe those Bodog. Sites were associated at one point.
It's the same thing. It's
it's the same site. They changed names.
Yeah. Anyways, continue.
But yeah, that's all the story. I mean, it was like $25, but that was back in 2010.
I was looking at
before it was cool.
Some of the first touchdown stuff is so absurd. Like, MBS anytime TD score, I saw it like +600, which is an implied probability of like 15%. It's just like world.
Like, it's not sexy, but on the DraftKings Pick Six product that they have, they do have touchdowns. Like,
Pick Six employees to take with you to Fanatics.
That should have been in the overview right there.
That's the funniest improvisational comment Peter has ever had.
Yeah, Pete's on his game after we set the tunnel and it was having a funnier show. But
Peter's point though, this is how criminal first touchdown odds are, and they're still gonna let people bet this. Kyle Juszczyk is 40-1 to score the first touchdown in this game. Ronnie Bell, who's probably not even going to be active, 90-1 to score a first touchdown in this game. Braden Willis, who does not have an NFL touch, 100-1. Like it's 1% of the time this game is played, Braden Willis scores the first touchdown. Or I guess if you adjust for the hold, like 0.89% of the time, insane. But people are still going to bet it. I'm still going to bet it.
I don't know if you guys remember or if you are the same as me, but I'm now a boomer, basically. Had a birthday that put me in the boomer category.
Shocking.
My whole Facebook timeline is nothing but Super Bowl squares and people that have kids that play sports wanting to get money for their kids. So that's
are you using that Levitan chart to ring out some emails over there on Facebook?
It was funny because I was in a meeting with Dan yesterday, and he was like, Levitan's got an implied probability, like EV chart for Super Bowl squares. He's like, who likes that? Who wants that? And I just immediately went to the tweet. I said, well, it's got over like 500 likes. Like, Davis, that's the algorithm right there. Yes. So, like, people eat that up.
He's going to have Leone updating it while he's giving the best man speech.
Best man speech.
my uncles-in-law, they had me. I bought some fucking squares with them this last weekend. Obnoxious.
Gotta get the 7. All right.
I love how Sosa took the lineup down because we just...
Yeah, I was about to say, we have to finish this lineup because I really feel good about it. It's got Kelce, Richie James, and Christian McCaffrey. And
you feel really good about the lineup where you picked all three of the players in there?
No, I picked David. Richie James.
Yeah, Pete.
Pete,
how about this? if Davis's thesis is people are going to be deciding between one of Richie James and a Noah Gray type, let's put in both. Noah Gray.
Okay, then
if you do that, you have to play Mahomes.
You have to play,
right?
Pat. Yeah.
Well,
all right, throw Patty in there.
Oh, this is actually, I mean, we might have just built the shipper actually, because
I told you
we could just play Debo, and that's the shipper.
You mean Ayuk?
You mean Pacheco?
Pacheco probably most unique.
I'm actually getting Rashee Rice.
5-1, 1900 left on the table.
Yeah,
so
I would have
a different guy we want to fill this lineup.
Yeah, choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure. So we just won someone $1 million because obviously this will be the shipper. So it's just sort of interesting.
Ooh, here we go.
Oh, let's get it productive. Now Sosa's on his game today.
Pacheco.
Woo! All right.
Wow.
All right, there we go. That's what we're going to war against with Clay Matthews.
Shout out to Sosa for having that up. This guy has just come so far. Basically, his energy is matching the show's energy now.
Him being on the tree makes us completely forget about Crazy Gaby being the guy you appointed to take over.
Every tree has a few scars where you got to cut off some branches. Really, that's how you grow.
If Sosa ever left and tried to quickly download Swolecast trade secrets, what would be in that file?
If you aren't using a random number generator as part of your DFS process, what are you even doing?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's actually true. That's legitimately true. 100%. Yeah.
I can't wait to tilt people. When I do best ball streams, should I have that do a thing where I do like RNG for my late round picks?
These idiot streamers don't
have player takes.
No, but then you have to pull out like Andrew Brokus's poker book and be like, explain like one of the toy games from it and be like, actually, this is why this is optimal. People love when you explain why something is smart and you explain it using a book example. They really love that.
All right. So speaking of personal growth, also, people don't remember back in the day, Pete's big thing was DFS Pro Bowl.
You and I did a show.
It is sad.
It is sad. Yeah.
He added.
It's the one thing that made the Pro Bowl relevant. Yeah, it was DFS.
Fun. And now we don't. Yeah, all right.
I didn't watch any of it. I didn't watch 1 second of any of this.
I didn't know it was a thing.
I didn't either. Yeah.
This is a dumb question, but they played a game, right? Flag football game. It was like 59-40. Why couldn't there be DFS with that?
Yeah.
It's a good question, Peter. I forgot to submit my lineup for FA Cup DFS. You're supposed to remind me.
Yeah, I didn't even bother. It was trash. Did any of you guys play, so like the new format where they do like these side challenges, did any of you play NFL Quarterback Club on Super Nintendo back in the day?
Not a boomer. It's before my time.
Was that Randall Cunningham? Was he a part of that?
No, it was just like a generic, very generic cover. But they had some of these challenges in it, and it was pretty awesome.
All right. Any other things that we want to talk about that could affect this game? Like, really the only thing that's affecting this game so far is Kansas City running back situation and maybe the soft turf.
Pretty big deal who ends up being active out of Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, and Justin Ross. Like, if any of those guys are in, out, all of them are out, all of them are in, that's going to be a huge shakeup to, like, if you're playing 500 lineups or whatever, like you're going to have to make real stances on those guys.
Isn't the most likely thing Kadarius Toney's not playing? I mean,
I think almost no, the only way he would play would be if one of these other guys is not playing for whatever reason. If Sky can't come back and they just need another body because they believe they've only had 5 wide receivers active last couple weeks and they just prefer to have 6.
So right. Are people playing MVS?
They should.
I like MVS.
Yeah.
I think he's like the smash, but I also think that's the, is that the obvious take?
Right now, I think that's more of the 140 IQ take, but I think by Sunday morning when it might end up becoming the middle IQ take. I think ultimately, what's going to end up happening is Justin Watson and MVS are going to be the middle curve. And actually, Noah Gray, Richie James, and Hardman are going to be either side of the bell curve. You know, choose your own adventure, which side of the bell curve you think it is. But I think that's what's going to end up happening.
I could see MVS not getting like mega steam just because he is more expensive than Watson, Gray, so Hardman. Boring. Yeah.
But what about kickers and defense?
Kickers are tough because, like I said, they're way more expensive than a normal DFS slate. Like Cody Main just actually was doing some of this research. He just tweeted out like average price for a kicker for the entirety of 2023 was like $4,100-ish. Yeah, and they're 5K and 5.2 right now. Like Jake Moody at 5,200 is projected for less points than Butker, just because of how the 49ers do offense. And I mean, he could be like 12%, which is pretty low for a kicker in a game that a lot of people think might go under.
Yeah. Looking at, so I just ran 150 lineups on Sim Labs with a medium diversity in the large field contest. And he's in the first optimal or first lineup.
Glad you're finally focusing on diversity initiatives in your sim runs days.
Stop. Rashee Rice is the number one exposure guy, and you guys don't like him this week. That's thought that was interesting.
No, I like.
Nobody said they didn't like him.
I like.
Oh, you guys.
Okay, I got a good one for you guys. You have to pick a non-big four 49er. So, Purdy, McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk, Debo. You gotta take a stance on Jennings, Spellcheck, Charlie Werner, whomst ever.
It's probably Moody. Kicker. Can I do that?
I'm taking Moody out of the equation as well.
So five now, the big four, yeah, plus tough. One.
I mean, this is like the right way to play these things, I think, a lot of the time.
Ray
McLeod played three snaps in the NFC Conference Championship. Braden Willis played three snaps. Elijah BFD. Mitchell played six. Chris Conley played eight. Charlie Werner played 11. Jennings played 28. I think maybe it's Conley. It's Conley, you could see catching
it's the
60-yarder.
It's Jennings.
No, but they don't throw the ball to Jennings at all. Like, he is out there to block.
He's thrown one pass.
The only one that's going to be out there is the thing.
Yeah, Conley, like none of these other guys, unless there's an injury.
Yeah, you're playing for an injury if you're playing Elijah Mitchell. I played Elijah Mitchell. Was it against the Lions? Yeah. Yes. And CMC got banged up, right? Like, he had that long run, tapped his helmet out. And I thought I was like, because I had locked Elijah Mitchell stupidly. I was like, hell yeah, man. And I still lost a lot of money, but. He got the touchdown, that's the only way he's getting. Yeah.
This is a good one. If you had to lock one guy in all your action, so like, let's say you're playing, like I'm in like 400 contests right now.
Whoa.
I have like 400 lineups.
Whoa. What?
If you were me, or if you were a Max Enterer guy, who would you lock?
Are these dollar entries or are they like dime entries? Like what unit size are we talking?
I'm max range. I click $0 to $5 and plus one 150 Gosh. Times. So I'm
Must
in everything.
Be nice. Right, Tuttle? Play those Must quarter. Nice.
By the way, this is. I need some of that sports grid money.
This is probably, before we do this, this is probably the right take that you just try to find a vulture TD out of San Francisco.
I mean, spell check, I think, looking at how the ownerships are distributed and what leverage he gets you, I mean, he is a really freaking good play.
There's something else we haven't really considered. Richie James.
Revenge.
Revenge game.
He was revenge actually Richie game. James. Richie James, let's look this up. Let's how many snaps do we think he played in the 2020 Super Bowl?
I remember watching this one at the Roto Grinders party.
Right. That's right. That was a big
riding
night.
The bull in between commercials.
He must. Hey,
why haven't I gotten a letter for the party this year, Dave? Where's the invite?
Yeah, where's mine, Dave?
If Richie you can James. Make it down to Nashville, the party is at Dan Bach's house.
Richie James in the Super Bowl that the 49ers lost to Kansas City in 2020. He played 6 snaps on offense, 4 kick returns, 1 punt return that he fair catched, and he fumbled once and recovered his own.
They caught him on the sideline though, and he said, "I will be back."
He did the Stephon Diggs thing.
No, kidding. I have an idea. What if we play Richie James with the Chiefs defense?
Mind blown.
But what if something happens and Richie James returns a kick for a touchdown? I want everyone to just at Davis and just tell him what a call.
Yeah, I'll be so bummed out that my team just had a punt return touchdown in the Super Bowl. That'll be a real bummer, Dave. None of you answered the question.
We got to lock somebody.
You got to lock one guy in every team you play. I think there's literally one answer. Could be anyone.
Not a crappy player. Because I want to do MVS as my crappy lock. And just hope for the combinations to line up.
Okay. Okay. Pete, please answer this question because I have a heart out and this is just dead air. So
me too.
Just
Brandon Ayuk. Stick to the brand.
Mute Peter. It's Pacheco, right? Pacheco is the lock guy.
No, Davis. No,
it's MVS. Hope for the
combos.
It is.
It's Kelsey. If you guys think that the league is going off script when Taylor Swift's going to be there.
This would be your reason for locking
everything.
I mean, Dave, honestly, it is a pretty convincing point, truly.
Yeah.
That the Chiefs were not even good this year. They really were not even good at any point, and they're here in the Super Bowl again. It's all it's all part. Obviously, Vivek Ramaswamy tweeted it out.
Yeah.
Like, spoiler alert, we already know they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's all done as a psyop so that Crooked Joe can get elected again so that everyone can get their Pfizer shots. This is all decided at the highest levels, brother. It's a big club, and we ain't in it.
We need our free checks.
Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl.
I need to buy more Mooncats. We need our free checks. Bidenomics. All right. The show
That'd be
is
such
over.
A good bit for like Kelsey if they win the Super Bowl, just walking around with like a syringe to everybody.
Free shots on me, brother.
He takes off his shirt.
Where are you going after the Super Bowl? Right to the doctor's office.
And he's wearing one of those super cringe t-shirts that's like Biden 24 with the Trump hair. And that's how he and Taylor do it.
If I was Travis Kelce, I would legit schedule a flu shot during like the first quarter of the game. Just imagine Kelce getting the shot on the
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers would never recover. If Travis Kelce scored a touchdown and like did this to his arm, Aaron Rodgers would have a heart attack. He would be. It would be.
Dude, the celebration is putting on the mask.
He brings Fauci down onto the sidelines.
Oh my. Okay. People misuse this joke a lot, but Travis Kelce could literally do the funniest joke in human history if he did bring Anthony Fauci on the field after winning.
he shoves Taylor out of the way and puts his arm around Fauci.
A masked Fauci. I did think about like at Dink's wedding, just being just like, it's if the only person that knows me outside of Dink is going to be Leone, because Davis is not going to be there. So I'm going to be one of Dink's internet friends. And I just thought like, I could be whoever I want at this wedding. So I could be just redneck Tennessee guy and really just go with the bit. I haven't decided though.
Why did you stretch yourself a little bit, Kitchen?
Yeah. Like you said, you weren't going to go with yourself.
Pete, I am so proud of you. You have rebounded tremendously on
you,
this.
You did
show.
Miss. You missed the easiest layup ever, but you really.
Yeah, I'll tell you the L on like, that. I'll explain.
You missed the layup, but that. You've hit all of the tough shots. It's been amazing. So
Sosa, please, when you're doing the social media for the Swolecast this week. Will you do
the touchdown celebration?
The Travis Kelce touchdown celebration bit and just tweet the shot.
That's how you get shadow banned, Davis.
No, we should commission like a digital artist to do an artist rendering of that TD.
I could just get on Midjourney and do it.
Yeah, there you go.
I know a guy on Fiverr. I can hit up.
All right.
Bonnie is.
We have
to
get out of here. Any final thoughts?
Have you heard from Bonnie lately, David?
Bonnie and
hey Dan, I haven't talked to Dave for a while. Do you have some image requests for me?
He's doing Bollywood's special effects now. I'm not kidding.
Oh, right. FF Doom is wondering if we're gonna do a FanDuel single entry team.
Who's your superstar?
We didn't MVP, miss the boat on MVP. That.
Oh my!
All right, final thought, Davis. No,
you can't fade. You can't fade the narrative, dude. It's all. I meant to pull up the 13 tweet, but basically all the numerology bros are convinced it's over. Kelce Super Bowl MVP.
MVS is in the winning lineup.
All right, there you go.
Oh, can I give a serious thought real quick?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Favorite play, Chiefs money line, plus Mahomes over 4.5 rushing attempts, plus Isaiah Pacheco anytime touchdown. Should be 5-ish to 1, depending on where you book it. That's my favorite play.
I'm going to say clearly didn't read the Hayden Winks tweet.
Yeah, he needs more rushing attempts. And pair that. Just go ahead and pair that with Niners -2.5, because I really think that's going to happen. Otherwise,
David really needs it. David really needs unit it. He's going to shrink. 10 unit bet.
My unit size will be shrinking after this. All right.
Too much unit size talk, guys.
Bet within your means.
Yes.
Not everyone can afford $100 per unit. Yeah.
I didn't know we were doing the show with Billy fucking Water.
All right. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. If you're still listening, either you left the show on and just forgot to close out the tab and you're somewhere else, or you were just a really awesome fan who
they got you just 10 you just minutes of some of the greatest FF comedy hour bits of all time.
You just get us. So thanks for everyone tuning in. Thanks to Sosa for really just being the energy that we need, the fuel for this show. Appreciate it. Love you all. And speaking of love, congrats to our buddy Drew Dinkmeyer. He hit the jackpot, the gold mine. I can't wait to see him. And
I'd be really sad if he was watching the Swolecast on his wedding week.
All right. On that, we'll see you next time on the Swolecast at RotoGrinders.com. Peace.